This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Hi, this is Mary Grady reporting for AvWeb from Aero Friedrichshafen. Today, EASA published some proposed new rules that GA advocates are excited about. I talked with Gamma's Greg Bowles about what these changes mean.
Greg, thanks for talking to us. And I guess to start out, why don't you tell us exactly what's going on here? There's some big things happening in Europe, and also they're not only affecting Europe, but the whole international aviation market.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having a chance to sit down. So today, EASA announced that they're putting out an initial proposal for a set of rules that will basically bring in a new era of certification for light airplanes. This has been coordinated with FAA and EASA, with Canada, with China, with Brazil. Around the world, it's an effort that's been worked. But today, what's historic is EASA has actually put the language out for us to look at, and it represents a much more dramatic change and a much more beneficial change. We kind of see this as a new direction for the design of light airplanes.
So this is essentially like an NPRM would be in the U.S. So now people will make comments on it, and then it will become a final rule?
So this is an advanced notice of proposed rulemaking in Europe, which is like an advanced NPRM in the U.S. So it's a preliminary document, but it has rulemaking language, proposed rulemaking language in it. So people will make comments over the next 60 days. EASA will consider those, and then they'll issue a proposed rule, which will then be put into place. EASA indicated potentially by the end of this year they would have something potentially in place.
Now, this effort is, how is it coordinated with the FAA? Will it essentially be, in the end, the same rules that will apply to everyone?
So the goal here is actually to have one international harmonized set of rules that FAA, EASA, all the regulators together work on. FAA has gone into their rulemaking process right now, and they are working on their rule, and so we anticipate that they will work with EASA to come together on common language, and we hope that happens very quickly.
So will this mean, for example, here at the show, there's zillions of airplanes, and some of them are really nice airplanes, but they don't fit into any of the U.S. regulatory categories, so you can't buy one if you're an American. Is that going to change?
So this system, this change in the system would allow people to then certify these products, because the very outdated and prescriptive rules that exist today would become more, safety would be the goal, not attaining a specific line item of prescription. And so by working more towards the safety goal and having lots of avenues and options that exist in standards to get there, it means that a lot of these aircraft could then become certified aircraft that could be sold globally, not just within the U.S., but globally. And it also means that aircraft in the U.S. can do the same. They can come up with much more innovative and advanced designs, better, safer, faster, and those can be sold globally as well.
So what kind of timeline are we talking about in real world for that to happen?
So if EASA is able to put this in place and have their rules in place by the end of the year, and if FAA is able to match that, we'd be talking about within the next couple of years having this environment change. The immediate effect you'd see is that people who own airplanes now would be able to alter those airplanes more easily. They'd be able to do more appropriate, better, smarter changes to their airplanes, because CS-23 and Part 23 actually are the same rules for the alteration as they are for the design. Anew. So the immediate effect would be easier and better maintenance of your aircraft, so you'd have better value and immediate benefit from your aircraft. And then in the future, new airplane designs would be more attractive and have more value for us all as well.
Now, you also mentioned changes in training as technology basically makes these aircraft more autonomous. How far in the future is that?
So as these aircraft get to be really incredible and fantastic and have a lot of value and a lot of function, we obviously need to train folks to be able to use them. And we're going to have to work with our sister associations like AOPA and European Air Sports and others, EAA in the States, to try to get us to that point where we've revitalized the training and the licensing for flying airplanes, because we obviously are looking at a sea change in what airplanes might look like in the future.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.